story from your side of the fence. Go, please, go
Okay.
ahead.
First of all, you always have been a very exceptional, smart child. Always.
You learn to read. Smart something else.
No, you know, I want to make sure they understand I'm not showing favoritism because I am your mother. I'm just, you learn to read at two.
I'm not above that.
They didn't have all of this advanced reading stuff at that time. You always have been smart, but you always have been distractive to the other children. You can work and do your work and make all A's. But because they're paying you attention and not doing their work, they're failing.
It is, folks. I was entertaining now. I was entertaining back then.
No, but you wasn't supposed to be.
They didn't have podcasts back then.
Okay. And for that reason, there was a no-no law in my house. In, I should say, our home.
Okay.
You don't call me from work and you doing something that you shouldn't be doing.
All right. Well, let me give you a quick recap. Here's the story of what happened. Now, I'm a kid. I am in school. I'm doing my work. But I finished early. Turned my work in. So I would talk to the other kids. And I'm like, hey, Johnny, did you see yada yada split? Did you do this? Look, I'm doing my work. And yo, I'm kicking it with my friends, much like I do on the show. Now, they had to call the teachers, teacher, the office principal, to call my mom home from work. She called, well, excuse me, not call home, but call my mom from work to come to school to pick me up because I wouldn't shut up. Now, the punishment of me not shutting up, my mom broke out that ship belt that we talked about a lot of times on this podcast. It's for those, for the new listeners. My mom did not believe in that new age way of parenting where you talk to the kid. She was more old school. She believed in the spirit of ride, spoil the child. In her case, it wasn't a ride all the time, but it was sometimes it was, but it was a belt that was held in this house. It was a belt. It was my dad's belt. And on the back of that belt, the buckle actually was a ship. And we knew to look out for said ship belt because we know we were about to get a whooping. So my mom made me an interesting wager, which may be the genesis of something and may have, it probably could have sent me somewhere else. But the wager is simple. She's going to hit me with said belt unless I don't shut up. So I had to sit down and talk to my mom. So, what was that, what, 3 o'clock?
All day.
So, well, yeah, but you got that.
Brought you home from school.
So, let's say I got out at 3. I got out early, technically.
No, you got out. It was before 3.
It was before 3.
It was about
31. Let's say sometime in the afternoon. I'll even go further. Let's say from 12 to about whenever it's time for me to go to bed.
It was whenever you
decided to go to bed. It was, let's say, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That's 10 straight hours of talking.
Right. Nonstop.
All right, listeners, you know I can do this. You have heard me do this as an adult. But as a kid, you don't really have that much life experience. You don't have that much talking.
Yes, you do.
To the average adult. I'm saying it from your point of view. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. You didn't think I could do it.
Well, I knew you was going to do it you didn't want to whoop it.
Nobody wants to shit, though.
Okay, a lot of parents don't believe in whooping their children. Do what works for you. In our home, we weren't out to raise no child. We was out to raise young men. The word of God said, spare the rod, spar the child. The rod of correction would drive foolishness out of the heart of the child. Some parent would look at me and call me mean. Some parent would look at me and call me bitter. I told Samuel, because I had to come from my job and pick you up from school for disturbing the class, you're going to walk behind me. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to wash. I'm going to do everything it is for me to do.
They could have simply ignored
me. And in the basement is where the washing machine was. And we went all over the house, 3 floors of nonstop. I told Samuel, if you stop talking, I'm going to wrap you with this belt. We talked about church. We talked about sports. We talked about the children in school. We talked about the do's and don'ts of life. We talked about everything all day.
Like I had a choice.
If you stop talking, I'm going to wrap you with this belt. First of all, you're not a teacher. You do not interrupt the class. This was not a first time assignment, but it was the last one. From school all the way through college, I never had to do anything like this again. No, I didn't want to whoop him, and I didn't want to be off work.
I beat you.
Unpaid.
I kept talking. I won.
Okay. You had to keep talking. That was the assignment. That was the punishment.
For who? The punishment for who at this point? It was me or you?
For you at the time. You didn't want to talk to me that long. You would prefer doing a lot of other things than to be talking to mama. All those hours.
And we end up
nonstop.
Here.
And look, we end up here.
Yep.
You have a son. You're on your way.
I'm not making that bet with him because I know he can probably do it.
No, it wasn't a bet. It was an assignment.
A wager. I call it a wager because
there's a difference between. There was no wager in this.
More like a
if
deal.
If you stop talking, you got to whoop it.
That's a pretty good deal.
But guess what? That's not a deal.
If you